Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection will be on Psalm 126, titled, Restore Our Fortunes, O Lord. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Some biblical scholars think the psalm may have been written with the previous captivity of the Israelites in mind. Whereas once God had allowed them to be taken into captivity because of their great and many sins against him, now by the boundless grace of a loving and forgiving God, they have been led by God out of slavery and returned to their homeland. I can believe that if that is the case, the joy that must have filled their hearts with repentance and their mouths with praise for God would be mighty indeed. Have you ever been so overcome with joy that you sing and laugh out loud when you recall the greatness of the Lord in His forgiveness or His blessings to you? Being so thankful that through all the miseries and pains we've suffered, God has drawn us closer to Himself and allowed us to find great joy in Him, even when our life still seems a bit of a mess. Certainly, to look around and see so many things to be troubled by in our world today, politics, wars, disease, divorce, even death, to remain filled with the hope of joy in Christ might seem possible only while we are dreaming, yet it is a reality for all believers. Tears will always be ready to fall from our eyes when we consider the devastation that sin has wreaked on the world, and not just the world in general, but our neighborhoods and our friends and families are all affected right near us. None of us are immune to the consequences of sin in our lives and the sorrow that comes with it. But the difference for all who believe in Christ as their Savior is that we are not stuck in this valley of tears and torment. We are no longer held captive by sin or the eternal destruction that it brings. As children of God in the refreshing waters of the Holy Spirit and baptism, the Lord has restored our eternal fortunes through Christ's forgiveness of our sins and the promise of life with no more tears, with Him in heaven one day. Even if our earthly fortunes seem to amount to nothing, Christ will always be there. And nowhere in the Bible does Jesus tell us that we are guaranteed a perfectly happy, trouble-free, or perpetually joyful life this side of heaven. Rather, life here can be pretty difficult, especially for Christians, as we read God's word in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so far as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed. Of course, we don't necessarily feel joy because of our pain. I mean, if we are the one lying on a hospital bed, our bodies filled with pain, or our spouse has just told us he's leaving us and the children, or the bank has come to take our house away, the feeling in our heart and mind is not joy, but fear, anger, and deep sadness. Even the smaller frustrations in life, difficult bosses, worries over our children and finances, friends who don't understand us, makes life sometimes less than joyful. And no matter what you've heard, Christians are not immune to any of it. That is the reality of sin in our lives. It hurts. But true joy comes from believing and knowing that above this earthly strife, God still loves us and forgives us. Joy is knowing the Holy Spirit is with us always and the Lord will work all things to our good. Joy comes from knowing that, even though we can't see Him physically, God is living and has been with us and rescued us many times before, as He has done with His people throughout history. True and lasting joy is only ours because of the greatest blessing we receive from God, is Christ's death and resurrection, His suffering, and His glory, which means our suffering here and our eternal glory with Jesus in heaven. This reality for believers, the fact that God has done great things for His people and continues to do great things for us today in our faith life, is the strength God gives each of us to live joyful, abundant lives in Him. Clothed in His righteousness, we boldly live in the certain hope of a perfect and glorious life after our earthly death. His righteousness has been made ours, and that makes all the difference. We no longer have to go through our trials and sorrows grieving as one with no hope. Rather, we live our daily lives with the comfort of knowing our tears and pain will one day be gone forever. Sowing now in tears, but looking forward to the final day when we will reap all the benefits in great joy. This is our witness to the people around us, so that they may say, "The Lord has done great things for them." From the prophet Isaiah, we hear these words of joy. In chapter 61, verses 10 and 11, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God. For He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all nations." If you have time today, you may like to read further in chapters 60, 61, and 62 of the book of Isaiah. They're such great words of comfort and joy about our Messiah, Christ Jesus, who redeemed us poor miserable sinners from eternal death to life everlasting, clothed in Christ's righteousness, even now as God's holy people. We pray. Lord God, as You redeemed and rescued the Israelites, we thank You that You have also given us the good news of salvation and released us from captivity to sin and eternal death. Lead us each day to delight in Your word of hope and grant us joy in the knowledge of Your steadfast love and faithfulness to us and to all people. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.